This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Robert Plant once called Sandy Denny his favorite singer out of all the British girls that ever were. Denny became the queen of British folk rock when she joined the band Fairport Convention in 1968. Nina Simone was also a fan. Yet today, many people have no idea who Sandy Denny was. That's one of the reasons she's one of our 50 great voices. NPR's Tom Cole offers a few more.
She could play piano. She could play guitar. She could write songs.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving.
But it was her strong, clear voice that really grabbed your attention.
But how can they know? Time for them to go.
I think Sandy really went somewhere else. She took singing to a different place.
Richard Thompson was her collaborator in Fairport Convention.
Her voice would go from a whisper to full throttle in the space of a line or two. That was a great gift that she had. Her style was original. Her phrasing was original. There's nothing quite like Sandy.
The woman behind the voice was complex and contradictory, a remarkably gifted musician from an early age who was painfully insecure and paralyzed by career decisions. At the same time, she could walk into a room and dominate it. You can hear that confidence in a 1972 BBC interview as she remembered her first foray into public performance while at art college.
Just down the road, there was a little barge on the river called the Barge Folk Club, and I used to go down there. And I thought, well, I can sing as well as these, you know, when I heard these people singing.
She made her BBC debut when she was 19.
Half and haunting the highest hilltop. I scan the ocean, I sail to sea.
Denny spent the next 2 years as a successful solo folk singer. Then Fairport Convention announced it was auditioning for a new lead vocalist. The band had already released its first album and built a reputation for vaguely American-sounding psychedelic folk rock.
I think we'd listened to a couple of really average singers before Sandy came in. This was in a Boy Scout hall somewhere in South London. And she just stood out immediately as being absolutely extraordinary performer. We were very happy to have her in the band, but she said, well, you know, I'd like to audition you now.
Denny turned Fairport Convention around. She introduced the band to the traditional ballads she'd learned as a child. They dropped their American aspirations and dove wholeheartedly into their Englishness. Denny also wrote songs for Fairport, like Fotheringay, about Mary, Queen of Scots.
How often she has gazed from castle windows all, and watch the daylight passing within her captive wall, with no one to heed her call.
Richard Thompson says Denny became the characters in her songs.
Sandy had a way of really living a song, and I think she was able to do that because she had a very acute imagination. You could almost describe Sandy as someone who didn't have any skin. She was so hypersensitive to every little thing in the world. It was as if she lived more vividly than the rest of us. And I think that ability to get right inside a song, inside the persona of a song, was really quite extraordinary.
Sandy Denny could take an old story song and make it live, without the benefit of any pop song hooks to hang on to, says Denny's friend, singer Linda Thompson, Richard's ex.
For me, really, Frank Sinatra and Sandy Denny are the best phrasers I've ever heard. She phrased so beautifully. She just could put the emphasis on a word where you would least expect it. And I do remember seeing her after a gig, and she could never speak after a gig, because her voice would be short.
It wasn't just singing hard that strained Sandy Denny's voice. By all accounts, she was a drinker and a smoker. After leaving Fairport Convention and embarking on a bumpy solo career, she apparently sought other avenues to numb her insecurities.
Substances were taking over, cocaine was taking over, and, it just all fell apart a little bit in, time-honored musical fashion.
Nevertheless, by 1978, Denny had won the Melody Maker poll as Best Female Vocalist twice and reached a new audience with her duet with Robert Plant on Led Zeppelin IV. Yet Linda Thompson says Sandy Denny struggled financially.
She would like to have been more commercially viable or, made more money, but, she just was what she was, a supreme artist, and she just wasn't a pop star.
Despite the setbacks and dubious career choices, in interviews, Denny always seemed to look to the future, to what might be.
I want to be happy. I want to be happy in my work, and one day I might reach something a little bit closer to the way I want to go, But it's all happening in a very slow way, and if we've got time left in this world, perhaps I'll get there one day.
Sandy Denny had been performing professionally just a little more than a decade when she died of a brain hemorrhage on April 21st, 1978. Tom Cole, NPR News.
My dreams were like the autumn leaves. They faded and they fell so fast. In fact, as you say, the snows are here, and how the time it slips away. And I'm glad you did pass by. I'll have another try. It's another day.